But we have been talking about this wild weather that we've had in Sydney recently, and whilst the cleanup is now underway, the surf conditions were absolutely out of this world. I mean, we've talked about the flooding, but the surf was just absolutely unbelievable. And there's this video that's going viral on social media. It's incredible footage of a restaurant, a cafe, right down on the beach at Cronulla, and it is just underwater. It's being pounded by waves. And the man who took the video is Wayne Elstub. He's the manager at the restaurant there, Zimzala Restaurant. He joins me now. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good. I imagine you're not working today.
Well, believe it or not, we've got a team of people about to start the cleanup process down at the restaurant today.
My goodness. I mean, it is such incredible footage. Take us through what you were seeing on Sunday night.
Correct. That was just one wave, and it was actually a small wave. The restaurant was pounded by about over 150, 200 waves during that period.
How big were the waves, Wayne?
Well, I don't know the actual physical height of the waves, but they breached the promenade was a big seawall, and they breached that incredibly. So they were sort of coming up 6 and 8 feet above the seawall. So the restaurant didn't have much of a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we'll put that video up on our Twitter, on @2SER, if people want to have a look. But yeah. So, I mean, generally, so the restaurant is kind of towards the shore of Cronulla. Normally, how far out is the water from there?
During tides, that was a king tide on Sunday night, but it was what we call the perfect storm. It was a very, very strong nor'easterly breeze, which blows head-on into the restaurant. It had a massive swell attached to it and a king tide. So all those three combinations made for something quite unusual. A similar situation occurred back in 1974, where Wanda Surf Club and quite a lot of the beach area was completely eroded. And we got caught with that one on Sunday night. So it was a bit of a surprise. We battened down. We knew it was going to be bad, but we didn't know it was going to be that bad.
If you just joined us, I'm here with Wayne Elstub. He's the manager at Zimzala Restaurant in Cronulla, which is basically almost completely washed away in those massive, massive surf conditions. So when did you know this was coming? I mean, Sunday be busy, I imagine, at the restaurant. When did you think, oh, goodness, we'd best be careful?
We usually trade for dinner on Sunday evening. Mm. We did lunch on Sunday. And we had bookings that we obviously rang people and cancelled for the Sunday evening. And we battened down the hatches. We basically brought all the chairs to the second level and all the tables, thinking that we were just going to have a bit of water in the restaurant, but nothing like what happened. And unfortunately, the council has these massive, big wooden seats that sit on the esplanade. They weigh tons. Nobody can actually move them. Well, they were being thrown around like matchsticks, and it was one of these seats that smashed into the restaurant and breached the front, which started the waves coming in.
So the waves are coming in. I mean, how underwater was the restaurant?
Well, the waves were hitting the restaurant, and they were actually going in and smashing and then hitting the roof inside the restaurant. So it was a pretty horrendous situation. We're very fortunate the restaurant was built in such a way that the kitchen area, kitchen cool rooms, and all the food service area was in a bunker, which is locked up inside the restaurant. So we're pretty safe in the kitchen. We're actually, believe it or not, we're going to be serving coffees this morning.
No way! They might be a little salty, hey?
we've got a team going down there, and we have to have the coffee machine going because I want one when I get there this morning as well.
But seriously, Wayne, I mean, throughout all of this, you were safe, weren't you?
Yeah, we've made sure people were away from the restaurant, yeah. No, if you were in there, you were in trouble, but there was nobody inside.
Unless you're in with the coffee, in which case you might be all right. Wayne, what about the cleanup process? Insurance, that's all going to be fine?
Yeah, we've met with all insurance people yesterday. They've got the team organised to come in today. We've got tradies all over the place. So we're gonna go full stream ahead with the resurrection. And we expect to be trading, or we hope to be trading, within 2 days.
Well, there you have it, Wayne. It's unbelievable footage. We'll put it up on 2SER.com and on @2SER on our Twitter. But Wayne, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Jamie.
And anyone listening in Cronulla, head along to Zimzala if you want a coffee today. It might be a bit salty, but Wayne will make it for you, hey?
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. That's Wayne Elstub, the manager of Zimzala Restaurant, which is right there on the beachfront at Cronulla. And you've got to see this footage. It is absolutely astounding. It is almost completely underwater. And he's saying these big wooden benches that weigh tons just thrown like matchsticks straight through the front of it. Go check out that video. You'll be absolutely stunned.